This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us on the show. It is the 13th of August, 2003. We're going to have wide open phones, and I'm about to get into some more of the news. I already talked about the American Bar Association's announcement of getting rid of attorney-client privilege. They want to get rid of juries as well. Contra Coast takes aim at 50-caliber rifles. Contra Coast County supervisors are taking aim at 50-caliber rifles. The board is concerned that the powerful air rifles, could be used to shoot at refinery targets, chemical plants, and trains in the county. So, see, we have this advertisement by the government that terrorists are going to use 50 calibers. We got to ban them. And in California, they're trying to ban below 40 caliber handguns. The rifles use the same ammunition fired by powerful military machine guns, blah, blah, blah. The rifles in question are not automatic weapons, but are most often used by target shooters or hunters. If the board approves an ordinance banning the gun today, it will be the first county in California to take such a step. Los Angeles banned the guns in June. Chuck Michaels, a spokesman for the California Rifle and Pistol Association, says the claims made by the gun, the bullets can penetrate 8 inches of concrete, for instance, are baloney. He says the gun would be like a pea shooter for terrorists who would have access to illegal weapons and explosives. He calls the ban a part of an anti-gun movement. So we'll get in more into that. Again, Jewish group attacks Gibson Film, but doesn't mind Arnold, who said on national TV he admires Hitler. Jolted over election voting, electronic voting, more articles admitting that touch screens are totally fraud-based and don't work. Smart bomb technology moving to China. Pentagon brushes aside concerns of national security will be threatened as they arm real enemies of America. Also, man accused of improperly storing gunpowder denied bail. Wheeler pleads guilty to arraignment, based on November 7th trial date, so they're going after people who store gunpowder, but the borders are wide open, and the Chinese government's been caught chipping in machine guns and laws, rockets, and opium. Nothing happens. We'll also get in to bring us home. GIs flood U.S. with war-weary emails. Sick veteran battles bureaucracy back home. We've got a bunch of other articles here about a man jailed over adding something onto his house. Through federal controls, they're getting states and cities to pass zoning laws that are a whole new level of tyranny where you face years in jail, but you can't even have a jury because it's a petty crime. You're starting to get this. And racist faces jail under first British court order to ban use of a word. Cover that first when we get back. 9-1 relatives want to make National Service Day. So they want to make us slaves of the government that's been carrying out the terror. And it's all coming up, folks. We've got some good news, some good things that are happening as well. But first, we will get to some more of your calls. When we get back on the other side of this quick break, we got one phone line open. You want to join us on air on any of these issues, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. And the caller mentioned that CNN piece. I did read about it. Did you see it where they talked about Joe Wiener, who brought Arnold to the U.S. as he had the heart problems because of steroid overdoses? And that's interesting. It's obvious Arnold was on steroids, folks, the way he puffed up and got smaller and got, you know, all that stuff. And that's been admitted, but I don't want to get off into Arnold all day, but people want to talk about it, so we'll talk about it. The hypocrisy, the incredible double standards, you name it. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls and a lot more news coming at you right here on the Alex Jones Show. And be sure and read all these articles we post daily at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I keep plugging those sites because there's a lot of folks tuning into the AM and FM dial. And for the first time here in this show, and I want them to check out the sites, see the documentation for themselves. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive. Not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Citizens are standing up. They are fighting back. In Texas a few years ago, a former prosecutor, lawyer, put up a sign on his ranch saying that you can say no to searches. It's a Fourth Amendment violation with a phone number you called, and it would give you a the history of the Fourth Amendment in a brief two-minute message. And we had Mr. Barber on the show. Then the state police said, we don't care if there's McDonald's signs right down the road. We don't care if there's not a law. You can't have that sign. And indicted him, went after him, he had to take it down. But now across the country, others are doing it, and the police are having to back down. This is out of the Gainesville News. And it says, billboards warn of speed trap. And this is part of what the AAA is doing, because they say police are harassing people, feeding on them. That's why Mr. Barber put the sign up. He'd see families at their church with their goods thrown on the road by the state police in Texas. This is in Florida, and he was outraged by it. They'll throw your goods on the road and then have you pick it up. That's America, folks. Here's another one. Dispute over who prompted man to disrobe at Lauderdale Airport. And it says here, a man says a security guard at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport ordered him to remove his pants and then fed them through the X-ray machine as bystanders watched him stand there humiliated in his boxer shorts. Well, Lou Rockwell, one of his writers, wrote about, a well-known writer, his 8.5-month-old pregnant wife, right in front of everyone, they made her take her clothes off down to her panties with her belly hanging out. And then the husband said, how dare you do this? She started crying, and he said, how dare you, as they made fun of her, basically standing there naked, you know, down to her bra and panties in front of hundreds of people. And so they arrested him, and then later when he started suing them, they said, oh, we found a knife in your bag. They never said it at the time. It was obviously made up. But they told him, take your pants off or you'll be arrested. He said, do you think I'm crazy? And they said, do it now or you'll be arrested. What do you have to hide? And they're being told to do this. It's all about humiliation. And now they're saying, oh, we got to have troops on the streets. We got to have these screeners in the buses, on the roads. The threat's going to expand. See, highway checkpoints where they're going to do this. When I went up to Kansas City to do the expo up there a few months ago, it was very successful. On the way there, there's these federal toll roads / state toll roads. And we slowed down to one. We had our video camera. We said, how's it going today? To a lady waving traffic in. And she said, turn that off. I'll have you arrested. Started yelling Homeland Security and literally running to the police. And they said, get out of here. And I said, well, go ahead. I don't want you to tell me to, you know, go. And then you call the police on me. And they got mad. And I heard them whisper, you know, something like, oh, he knows that we're trying to set us up. So I sat there and said, I'm waiting for the police. They said, if you don't go, we're going to have you arrested. So it's going to be like that for all of you folks. A bunch of articles here on that. I talked about how the American Bar Association wants to get rid of juries. They've now ruled in their own little private group that no attorney-client privilege in any case, not just corporate fraud. I talked about the BBC reporter who went to a land rights group and said that landowners deserve the same rights as homosexuals and minorities. That's all he said. Scotland Yard Diversity Unit had him arrested. That article is on PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the audio interviews, and it'll say BBC. Click here and actually read the article. And Scotland Yard Diversity Unit had said that he said the word homosexual. That offends people, so that he would now be arrested. Now, it's a medical word. He wasn't even bashing homosexuals, but it didn't matter. They said that word's not allowed now because the so-called homosexual groups find it offensive. So, see, now, just regular words aren't allowed, and they're getting rid of juries doing the same thing. But here's the London Independent today. Racist. Oh, see, it's okay. Faces jail under first British court order to ban use of word. To ban use of word, folks. A man faces being sent to jail for the use of specific term of racial abuse in public. Michael Gallifalo, 31, is believed to be the first person in the UK. It's not true. They've done... Another headline in the London Telegraph was, hundreds raided nightly in hate crimes raids for speech. It says it's believed to be the first person in the UK to be banned from using a particular word, PACI. And again, that's just the abbreviation of for Pakistanis. Under the terms of an antisocial behavior order, he could also be prosecuted for behaving antisocially or using insulting or abusive, including homophobic language. The lifelong order has been imposed by magistrates in Manchester and Guilfoyle and Ardwick. Manchester made abusive phone calls to council officials about a housing application. In the calls made in June, he called an officer a PACI and another homo. Well, you know what? If you don't agree with that, you know, call him a limey. But that's your God-given right, folks, because then it's going to be all speech. They arrested a British minister who said that the EU was a Nazi state. They said, oh, that's insulting. Out in Utah last year, the Associated Press reported a black umpire beat up a white woman with the local newspaper in front of the stands. He got mad. He got in an argument. She was taking photos. He started choking her, beating her up. You know, spikes happen in sports. He was calling her racial names. Her husband jumped down out of the bleachers and yelled back at him a racial name, and both guys, you know, could grow up a little bit, especially the guy assaulting her, but he didn't go to jail in his rage. This was in the paper. She got fired from the paper. The police arrested him. These are mainstream folks because they called him a racial name back. So don't think it won't happen here, folks. It already is. And it just goes on and on, folks. Man jailed over house extension. BBC, a Telford man has been jailed for 3 months for refusing to pull down an unauthorized extension he built to his house. It's feudalism, folks. Sylvester Nezzo has been pursued through the courts by Telford and Working Council for more than 2 years since building an addition to his home on Checkley Lane, St. George, without a planning permission. So we have the same feudalist system here. National Association of Counties and Cities go. They pass these federal laws. They arrest people in Austin all the time for adding on. They beg, you know, $20,000 in fines in a week, folks, and then take your house. It goes on. Had already been given 3 month suspended sentence for contempt of court at stroke on Trent County Court in June, but was allowed this month to come to his senses. He was told by the judge in Stanford Council Court, Crown Court, on Tuesday that as he failed to pull down the extension in the agreed time, he must now serve a suspended 12-week prison term. Bulldozer plan. And now they're going to use a bulldozer to bulldoze it. So, same, it's a British system, folks. It's a feudal system. The king says you can't build onto the serf holding, and if you don't, they come and burn it. That's what they did. It's feudalism. Genetic engineering, genetic breeding, eugenics, it's all feudalism, neo-feudalism. Oh, man, I got just... Folks, I'm not kidding. Today, my wife printed, my webmaster printed like 100 articles. They're all worse than this, okay? Who's up next here? I guess... Who's up first, Mark? Larry, Louisiana, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm smelling another rat and another lead-in story. It's a headliner. It's the one about the missile smuggled out of Russia and sold up there in New York to
The Russians and the globalists are having all these stage-managed terror stings every day.
Well, they said how wonderful it was now that we have a world police connection. But here's the deal. A kid can be charged for a terrorist activity for drawing a picture of a gun in school. But the guys that sold this missile to the terrorists are not being charged with terrorism.
Well, I know.
They're being charged.
Hey, all the time, kids are arrested for Tweety Bird keychains, for drawing a picture of a gun.
Well, here's the connection. It's about the money. Katie Couric got up there and asked the FBI expert, why aren't they being charged for terrorism? Oh, it's all about the money. So it's another lead-in story, and I believe the words are Arabic intifada. How do you say
intifada.
That word? Intifada.
Intifada.
Now, that sounds to most people like, oh, good, they're going to catch those Arabs doing cash transactions. But people, it's for Americans.
Yeah, the new Victory Act for secret arrest, secret execution, trading, you know, $100 cash, terrorist offense instead of $3,000. It's about total control.
Right. So the message to that story about the missile is that if we can just have complete control of the money, and then, of course, later
on... like the missing college kids that the FBI did say, and I've now got an article on it, that it should be illegal to buy gas or travel without being tracked.
Exactly. That was the first lead-in I smelled. And this headliner is the second lead-in I'm smelling because they're converting it from terrorism to just being about the money. So if we can just take care of control, completely control the money, and later on do away with it, we can control terrorism.
Yeah, it's to keep us all safe. But the border stays wide open, and the big banks like BCCI fund all the terrorists. Thanks for the call. Dennis in Missouri, then Ron and others. Dennis, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I met you at the expo. I was having the Reform Party booth with the selling the T-shirts.
Yes, sir.
What I'm calling about is on KCTV, they actually had a little blurb where they said that a Muslim FBI agent had caught a British citizen trying to sell him one of those shoulder-fired missiles, you know, rocket launchers.
Well, yeah, you got MI6 not knowing they're going to their other agents trying to sell them weapons.
This sounds really bizarre. I couldn't believe what I heard. But it was, they didn't say who the guy was except that he was a British citizen and he was trying to sell an FBI agent who was posing as a Muslim terrorist.
Look, that's all they do. They just run around trying to find idiots that'll buy something from them. It's like Randy Weaver. You know, he didn't know any better. I'm not saying he's an idiot, but he was ignorant. They just kept coming by for years. They followed him from back east, and the same guy, please sell me a shotgun. Please saw it off, please. And this kid, his son gave me money. He said, all right, I'll saw the shotgun off. I'll do it. And then, you know, tanks and helicopters and stay there.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
News that will totally blow you away. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier. And stories about how a bunch of colleges are going to offer Homeland Security degrees. They're going to institutionalize this. They're going to make this the new profession. Most of the government's going to be made up of it. Tattletale, secret police, surveillance. And, of course, there'll be terrorism that will be needed to keep all this going, to set up this Orwellian situation. So we'll be getting into that and a lot more. in the next segment. There's just so much coming up. But right now, let's go back to Dennis in Missouri. Go ahead, Dennis.
All I can say is that, you know, the media acts like the Brits are our allies and all that crap, and then they find that a British citizen going in trying to sell a rocket-fired missile launcher to a supposedly fake Muslim terrorist. I mean, this is really bizarre.
Well, sir, in Masters of Terror, in Police State 3, in the book, Ordered Out of Chaos, we detail, admitted, documented, mainstream, almost all terror in the British Isles, from Ireland to Scotland to London, is carried out by MI5 and MI6, and this is what they do. Same thing with the CIA, the FBI, and others. In this country, they get power and control. They're institutionalizing a police state around fighting terror, which means all crime, and are going to make the criminal justice schools now all about Homeland Security, how to be a jackbooted thug. We're entering a nightmare system.
I believe you. It was nice seeing you up there anyway at Kansas City, so I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You bet. Yeah, they're institutionalizing this. That's why they said the terror is never going to end. Well, yeah, it's their excuse to get total control. What power mongers want. What history shows. Wake up. Resistance is not futile, folks. We just got to keep saying no to this and exposing who the terrorists are. Ron in New York, and then Becky, Jim, Lou, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex. I pulled down a few things. I went through the daily newspapers here in New York today, and I got some things for you. But I'm going to start out with the new ABA standards for lawyer-client confidentiality. All the newspapers here are playing it up that it only pertains to large corporate Enron-type fraud. Well, it is a lie. I called the ABA yesterday. I called the national headquarters, and they read to me the regulation verbatim. And most of the regulation does ramble on about corporate fraud, but just about at the end, there's a little clause in there in it, like, slash any crime. So they threw that little catch-all phrase in there, so, you know, they ramble on corporate fraud, and it applies
to any
crime.
Same thing about Homeland Security and Patriot Act. We love everyone. You have total rights. We just love Mickey Mouse, and we're just sweet and lovable little furballs of love, and then we could secretly arrest you and kill you and bring in foreign troops and put you in prison for life for any reason, blah, 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 blah.
The Homeland Security Act is like that, too, right? It rambles on about foreign terrorism, and then you'll find usually at the end a few words in a paragraph or a sentence in which it's a catch-all.
Terrorism is any action that endangers human life. We'll put you in prison. We'll secretly execute you. Ha, ha, ha.
So my advice is anybody that goes to an attorney at this point, you better make damn sure and have it in black and white that there truly is confidentiality.
Okay, let me stop you. We've got somebody saying the C word and now the D word. We got a lot of kids listening. Remember that. You're addressing tens of thousands of homeschoolers. This show is required listening for thousands of homes. Please watch your language.
But now we move on. Now we have some Nazis are in, man. Nazis are in fashion. The Daily News, page 8, off the AP wire. A chic upscale clothing store in Hong Kong was selling Nazi fashions. They had swastikas decorating the stores, and they were playing loops of old Nazi propaganda films. It had to come to an end, but the manager of one of the stores in Hong Kong said that the people in Hong Kong had liked it. So,
This is what Arnold's all about. He says he admires Hitler. That's his role model. He hangs out with Kirk Valtheim, defends him.
That's cool, man.
War criminal. And then the Simon Wiesenthal Center says they're great. Says that Arnold's great.
Newsday. Today's Newsday. New York Newsday. Obituary. Lady Diane Mosley, wife of Sir Oswald Mosley. He was a fascist leader in Britain during World War II. Sister of the Duchess of Devonshire, passes away in 93. She was loyal to the end. Do you get it? Lady, Duchess, Sir, British aristocracy, Nazis, does it connect?
Well, that's what the British aristocracy is.
Well, there it is in black and white.
They are admitted Merovingians. They're Alsatians.
Now, also, you say there's lots of kids listening. Well, we got a new toy for them. New York Post, page 3, Vincent Morris. A Bush-style, G.W. Bush-style G.I. Joe doll is now available of George W.
Aircraft
Bush.
Aviator Commander.
Right, dressed in his flight suit. So they could buy that. Parents could buy that for all the kids to play with. And I guess we could deify him. You're right. We should have feudalism. It should be Lord Bush. Let's say instead of the Senator of New York, we'll have the Duchess Hillary Clinton of New York, and it goes on and on. Also, if you could follow up with a story about that guy in the mall upstate New York who was arrested for wearing the peace T-shirt. And by the way, you remember that prodigy child who was a homeschooler here in New York? You had him on the show I told you about?
Yeah, they're trying to take her because...
Yeah, went to court. They ruled that no matter how you look at it, she hasn't got enough credit, has to go through high school.
Stay there. I want to hear about that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because in...
996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
And a ton of news. Again, more of your calls and a ton of news coming up here in just a few minutes. Real quick, I wanted to let Ron in New York finish up. Yeah, it was in the New York Post and other papers. 15 years old, graduating from an accredited college with a 3.84. It's about a 97 average. And when they saw her in the paper, the CPS has been trying to take her from the family. That was in the news. We had the family on. And now Ron is giving us an update on what happened. So what does the paper say ended up happening with her?
The story was reported on the ABC Radio News Network 2 days ago. Even after they take in consideration everything she achieved, which we know is massive, they determined that she only was able to obtain 27 credits, which fell short of what is necessary for a high school diploma, and now she's got to go through it.
Now understand, they blocked the college giving her her honors degree.
That's correct, yes.
And so they're saying she's got to go back to a school. And folks, you've always been able to get into college. There's kids graduating all the time at 15 from college. But no, they don't want that. They want you to be a mindless idiot. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Ron?
Listen, one last thing. When I did call the ABA and spoke with a person there about those confidentiality rules, she said the following, and I have to say this. She said, well, the rule is based on the discretion of the attorney, and I think and say... Yeah, and he'll exercise that discretion in proportion to the government reward offered for information.
Well, that's it. Your lawyer now is a spy for the government. It's
He's
already happened. And the same American Bar Association has said they want to get rid of juries. They want to get rid of them, folks.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should just let Hannity and Limbaugh do our thinking for us.
Say Arnold's good. Abortion. Gun control. Homosexual adoption of kids, that's the new conservatism, and we're liberals. You know, Limbaugh says, well, Arnold, the Kennedys, Joseph Kennedy was in with the Nazis, and you don't hear the liberals saying that. Yeah, you don't hear him talking about Margaret Sanger either. Just because they're in with the Nazis doesn't mean it's okay the Republicans are.
That's
I just
correct.
Love this system.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, it's out of control.
People got to wake up. They got to wake up, Alex.
We're on your pro-gun, right?
I'm sorry?
You're pro-Second Amendment?
Yes, I am.
110%?
Yes, I'm pro-Constitution. That's
then
correct.
Then you're a liberal communist.
Oh, yeah, now,
you're
yeah.
Anti-gun, anti-America. You're a very conservative, good person. Thanks for the call.
That's correct. That's the way they think.
All right, thank you, Ron. Got to let you go. Yeah, that's the system. We're going to go to Becky, Jim, Lou, Tim, and others here in just a few minutes. And I do got a bunch of other news. But for the next five, we are joined by my good buddy, Jim Shepard. We're talking about how to protect yourselves, folks. The globalists have said the water supplies are a target, will be hit. I hope that's not the case. But we know they've already been hit by deadly fluoride, admitted it to be deadly. The big Canadian scientist who was for it just said it's bad. We know they're putting herbicide, pesticide. We know it's all in there. Prozac gets in there. Ritalin gets in there. Dead bacteria. The chlorine may kill the bacteria, but you're still drinking them. The big Berkey line of filters are the best out there. I bought them before Jim was a sponsor. This show's about taking control of your life. And they've got new, even more powerful filters made in America at great prices. And we've got some specials for you. So, Jim Shepard, tell them all about it.
Okay. Well, most people are pretty familiar with the power of the black Berkey filter elements, the ones that are in the Berkey light systems. The fluoride is a big issue. And as we discussed the other day, the head guy in Canada, they got fluoride into the water of the Canadian system. Has done a complete about face, and I'm quoting him right here. Tragically, he continued, that means that we're not just dumping toxic fluoride into our drinking water, we're also exposing innocent, unsuspecting people the deadly elements, lead, arsenic, and radium, all of them carcinogenic. Because of the cumulative properties of toxins, the detrimental effects on human health are catastrophic.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, they're not using calcium fluoride, that small amounts of it are good for you. They're using the sodium fluoride that is the byproduct of aluminum and fertilizer manufacturing. Now, that's a fact, folks, and we have hundreds of university studies. Most filters will not cut the fluoride out. Jim has got one that will. Go tell them about it, Jim.
Okay, well, we're going to run a special. This is the PF2, and this is for folks who have black Berkey filter elements. They come with the Berkey light system. And if you got the ceramic filters, then we've got a different one for that. But this is for the black Berkey filter elements, and they're designed to reduce the fluoride, arsenic, and any residual heavy metal ions that are in the water. And we have just improved them. The new ones are run about 20% faster than the old ones, so we're going to offer a special on the Generation 1 PF2 filters. And if you don't have a Berkey system, and you order Berkey Light with the lights for $259 or the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, add $10 to the order, and we'll send you a set of $50 PF2 fluoride filters.
Now, for those that don't know, this filter does 20 gallons a day. The new one you did does 30 gallons a day, so it's a great deal. Most of you aren't going to use more than 20 gallons a day, folks. For drinking water and for cooking water,
that's a good point. And I think the point is that they're going to remove the same amount of fluoride from the water. They're not any less efficient. It's just that they flow slower than the new generation. And so there's plenty of water to go through for a family. And now, if you want two sets, then add $20. And to your Berkey order, and we'll send you out $100 worth of PF2 filters. If you already have a Berkey light and you want to get the PF2 filters, then we'll sell those to you for half price. And so instead of $50, it'd be $25 a set, and this is a great way to stock up for future years on the PF2s. And so I think we've got probably about 60 or 70 sets left, and when those are gone, they're gone.
All right, and it's all a great value. Take control of your life, folks. Call right now, and if the folks answering the phones are busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back, or just call back. The toll-free number to call is 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. You also have shower filters. You have potassium iodate in case there's a nuclear exposure. You take it blocks the thyroid with the good iodine. You've got the sports bottle filters that are portable, so you can feed that tap water at work through it. It cuts out everything but the fluoride, unfortunately. Reduces that somewhat. Fluoride is just designed to go through everything. But how much are the sports bottles?
Well, the sport bottles are $39. And if you order a Berkey Light, we'll go ahead and do a special on that and add an extra, $15, and we'll send you a sport bottle.
All right, folks, 1-888-803-4438. I know a lot of you have been listening. You've heard me read the reports about what sodium fluoride does and the stuff that's mixed in with it, as the big Canadian expert just said. You need to take action. Jim, why do you think so many professors and scientists that were for fluoride are now coming out against it?
Well, I think that you have two types. You know, you have the ones that learn things in college and they don't want to learn anything after that. And basically what they learned 20 years ago is what they believe, and that's not going to change. And then you have others who, I think there's a lot of them who, you know, they hear, you know, people talking about the toxic properties of fluoride. And so they go to do the research to prove them wrong, and in the research they start discovering that, wait a minute, maybe they're not wrong, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. And I've known quite a few...
Well, that's like the head guy of the Army who they sent to whitewash the depleted uranium in 91. He quit and said, this is killing the troops, this is deadly. They got radiation sickness, and now he's out saying it's happened again. I mean, the globalists have got a problem, folks. If you'll just investigate what we're saying, you'll find out it's true. And now is the time, folks. 1-888-803-4438. Take advantage of this special. Jim, the American Bar Association, in their document, and I've looked at it, not just for corporate fraud, it's for all so-called crime. Now your lawyer is a tattletale of the government.
Is that not incredible? That is incredible. What happened to attorney-client privilege?
They just voted it down yesterday in San Francisco.
Now, is this for the state of California, or is this nationwide?
No, the National Bar met in San Francisco and got the Associated Press article here. Let me dig it out. ABA erases rule on informing lawyers can now report suspected fraud by clients. And that is the Washington Post. I have another AP article here. They voted 218 to 201 with the board.
Boy, that's a real slick deal. You go to... Somebody goes to an attorney, he charges them $280 an hour or whatever they charge now so that he can inform on them. That's a deal.
Well, they've already been doing it and getting in trouble, so this is to protect them. Oh, they also are calling to abolish the jury system.
Boy, that's real sweet.
Alex,
if some of the stuff that's coming down the pike, if somebody would have said this was going to happen 15 years ago, everybody would have said you're stark raving mad. And, I've heard, there are things that, I don't know if you ever read David Wilkerson's book. I read it back in 1976. I think it was called The Vision. Anyway, in that he'd had a vision and he kind of laid it out and of what was going to take place in America. Back in 1970, I guess I read that in 76, yeah. In 76 I read that and it just seemed like science fiction.
I haven't heard of that. What did he say that was going to happen?
I picked that book up about a year ago and reread it, and I couldn't believe it. It was just all like ancient history. Oh, he said that, some of the things that he said is that they would start ordaining gay, ministers. And, back in 76, it was like, what? This had never happened in America. And, all the stuff that's on the front headlines is stuff that he wrote in that book back in 1976. And it's been about a year since I've read it, but what I can tell you is that the stuff that he wrote in there one of the things that he said back then is that people would be getting pornography on their home TVs. And it was like, no, this could never happen in America way back then. Today, through cable TV, that's just everyday stuff.
Hey, I've walked into hotel rooms, turned it on, and somebody was in there before me, 6 hours before, bought the big package, and it's just XXX right there. And then I was in Kansas City. It wasn't just the heterosexual stuff, folks. There in the menu, it wasn't on. I just looked at the menu. And, now Channel 4 in England is going to air. I hate to even mention this, folks. This is BBC. 10-year-old kids having sex in a house. I mean, with like Big Brother with cameras.
You're kidding.
Nope.
This is going to be in the UK or in America?
UK. And the same channel last year had the guy eat the baby, a real baby. Saw it up, eat it, marinate it.
I tell you, I don't know where it is all going to end, but I tell you what, it's like... At times I feel like I'm going into a science fiction movie. You used to see these old science fiction movies about Atlantis, and they were mixing, cows with humans and guys had horns and all this stuff, and it's just like this strange, bizarre society, and it just seems like, dang, we're just going down that road. I mean, stuff...
In Taiwan, on the streets, they're selling a cross between a fish and a jellyfish, and it's like Blade Runner, where, the Blade Runner's walking along, the cop is, and he's... showing people the genetics of this snake, and they go, ah, superior craftsmanship, excellent quality. Now the very thing's going on with this. I watched a video clip on the news site about it. It showed these fish that glow in the dark are part jellyfish, and you buy them. I mean, it's just genetic engineered chimeras just in the corner square.
Yeah, I was listening. I think it was public a PBS station, they were talking about that they have a cross between a monkey and a jellyfish, and the hair glows green on the thing. I mean, this was just on regular TV.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, the glowing green monkeys, too, yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah, the glowing green monkeys. I saw that.
Yep.
Yeah, their blood glows too. Yeah, the jellyfish they found can be put into a lot of different animals, and it's incredible. Look, last week they announced that DARPA is going to put 100 blimps in the sky with ground-penetrating radar over every U.S. city that will just look through our walls and watch us for our safety. The same group that announced they're going to bet on dead soldiers and what city will get nuked. Then they announced that, oh, yeah, DARPA's going to put brain scanners in on the streets, already done it in 5 airports, that scan your brain and see if you're hiding aggression, then the police will question you. This is Boston Globe, folks.
Dang.
It's like we fell into an alternate dimension, and the general public's just being conditioned, going, yeah, it's normal. Well, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger saying in 76 on Pumping Iron that his idol is Adolf Hitler, and he vacations with Kirk Waldheim last year, the Nazi, and he does all this, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center loves him, but is attacking Mel Gibson.
Are they going after Mel Gibson?
They're calling for a ban of it. They're calling to not have it air in the U.S. or to be re-edited. And it's word for word a translation from the King James. It's just the story.
Well, Mel Gibson, I think that guy's got some kahunas. And I think that he's gotten, as my understanding, there's a lot of Hollywood types that don't like him because he does try to make statements, you know, in some of his movies. And in many of them, he's had to finance them himself because they don't want to touch it.
Yeah, he did. He put $25 million into The Passion. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, always a pleasure talking with you, Alex.
Good to hear from you, my compadre. Okay, Mark keeps giving me the callers, and I keep losing them. I found him. Yeah, Becky in Ohio, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to find out, where do you find out about this medical draft thing that Joyce referred to?
That was the Houston Chronicle about a month and a half ago. It's already lined up and ready to draft medical workers, engineers, to serve in forced inoculation. And they're going to draft all the high school kids, the secret police, that's Secure Corps.
It's called Secure Corps. I was going to try to do a search on her line, and it's forbidden. Went to her website to try to find it, and it says forbidden. You don't have permission to access, blah, blah, blah.
Well, sometimes it says that when a link's dead. I read it on air,
okay.
Houston Chronicle. Type in Pentagon proposes medical draft or Pentagon proposes draft of professionals.
At your site?
Well, just in like Google or Yahoo or whatever.
Oh, okay. And then a couple other points. Orrin Hatch has proposed a constitutional amendment to repeal the requirement of being a natural-born citizen.
And he said it's for Arnold, so he can be president, yeah.
I know. Do you know what that number is, what that amendment?
I got the Hatch article here in a giant stack. Hold on.
Okay.
I think I just found it. Here it is. Salt Lake City Tribune, Associated Press. Hatch for foreign-born hopefuls. Robert Dirk is the writer, and it says, Senator Orrin Hatch wants to terminate the constitutional prohibition against foreign-born citizens, as Arnold Schwarzenegger and others, from becoming president. Article 2 of the Constitution says that no person who's been an actual-born citizen of the citizens of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible for the office of president. Hatch is seeking to amend the Constitution to remove the ban allowing anyone who has been a citizen of the United States for 2 decades to run for the country's highest office. And they'll need a constitutional convention to do that, and now they're admitting they want to rewrite whole sections of it. And the minute the con starts, the feds will launch massive terror attacks, create hysteria, they'll then rewrite the entire thing. Be right back.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive. Not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Folks, continuing with the open phones and a bunch of other key news items, let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Jim. Welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing, Alex. And my priority, I was in nuclear weapons in the military. And my priority is to get this message across to the parents and the wives and husbands of the people over in the far Middle East about this neutron situation. Could I share it?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, if you've got Google, pull up neutron exposure symptoms. And just, you got a bunch of research to do there. And you know, we got some serious things happening in the Middle East. And two nights ago, I got into discussion with this gentleman about the neutron situation. He was on the radio, the computer radio. But anyway, I took the issue with him.
You're talking about neutron bombs?
Yes, sir. Yes.
For those that don't know, a neutron bomb detonates with a radiation burst, kills all life, and then troops can roll in a day later.
Well, the point is, sir, these gentlemen that are their bodies are shutting down over there now, that is symptoms of the neutron exposure. And we need to investigate this because if these guys are sent over there, I suspect, as guinea pigs for the weaponry.
Well, they always do that to the troops. I mean, it's admitted. This government killed troops in the 80s, would spray stuff on them and kill them, and then just that's the government. That's who runs things.
So, but we've got the computer age now, and we're starting to learn, and we're starting to be able to shut the televisions off and getting on a computer and becoming a little bit halfway intelligent with these people.
Oh, yeah, that's what's happened, yeah.
Now, let's go to Mel Gibson. You know, the ADL, their pet project, and they was created in 1913, and that's the same year that the Federal Reserve was created. Now, we got to understand that the ADL has power in this country and throughout the world, and if you go up against the ADL, there's no telling what will happen to you, which I don't give a damn. I'm sorry. I don't care. I fought overseas, and, you know, I might as well fight in this country. But we got to get behind Mel Gibson and help that young man. He's put his resources up. He's put his talent up. He's trying to get a message across, and here we sit, and we just talk about it like that judge in Alabama.
Well, isn't it ridiculous that Arnold can say he admires Hitler, hangs out with top Nazis to this day, defends him, and they say he's good, Simon Wiesenthal, and the same guy that runs it then attacks Gibson and says, don't let this film come out?
Well, we got to get behind Gibson and says, it's coming out. You know, if you read a book that Henry Ford wrote years ago about the international Jew, you're going to find that these five Jews that came over with Christopher Columbus stole all the Queen Isabel's money. When they got back, you know who went to jail? Columbus.
Sir, I appreciate your call. You know, I don't think that the Jews run the New World Order, and what I'm saying about Arnold is the guy's an admitted Nazi and he's being defended. Okay? This is very opportunistic. And then anybody who's standing up against the New World Order, whether it's run by Chinese or Germans or Jews, is being called an anti-Semite. And that's wrong. And to take a book, the Bible, and to make a movie out of it, pretty standard, folks, by people that have seen it, The Passion, and then to call that anti-Semitic while defending a guy that says he admires Hitler and who defends Kurt Waldheim, we got a serious problem. And that's what I've been saying all along here. And it's terrible. It's terrible. And Hitler was a bad guy, and he got funded by the globalists. So it's a little bit more sophisticated than just one group running things. But it is despicable, though, to defend Arnold Schwarzenegger and then go after Mel Gibson, who's done nothing. All right, third hour, your calls, bunch of news. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...